easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Wonderful product. I've lost 111 pounds using that product. 111 pounds. You could not believe the difference. I went from a size 48 pant to a 33 pant, and I've maintained that now for over almost a year now. Yeah, absolutely. Andro 400 has helped me lose 111 pounds, and I've maintained my weight for almost a year now.
Thanks, James, for that inspiring testimony and 111 good reasons to choose Andro 400, the most effective and natural way to lose belly fat, increase libido, gain energy, strength and muscle while safely boosting your testosterone levels. So guys, how many reasons do you need for trying Andro 400? Well, here are two more great reasons. Order now and get free shipping plus an additional $6 off when you use the code SAVE6. That's SAVE6. Call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, or go to andro400.com, andro400.com.
Only one candidate for Senate fought for veterans, protected law enforcement, and defended Nevada from federal overreach as Attorney General. And only one Republican for Senate is endorsed by Ted Cruz, Ron DeSantis, and Donald Trump.
We've all learned that when the going gets tough, some Republicans, and unfortunately many others, just run for the hills. As president, I learned who to count on in the fight to save our great country. And there's no one more trustworthy in Nevada than Adam Laxalt, a great guy, a really great guy. He served our country in Iraq, and he was one of the toughest AGs in all of America. He fought to stop unfair elections, sanctuary cities, and open borders. Adam Laxalt always puts America first and has my complete and total endorsement.
Adam Laxalt, a proven leader endorsed by Nevada's law enforcement. The Republican you can trust to put Nevada first.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
As you know, I spoke last night at the Las Vegas Conservative Town Hall Group at the Ahern and had a great time. And one of the people I got a chance to meet is Kash Patel, the former chief of staff to the United States Secretary of Defense. And Kash Patel, good guy, and he is a patriot. But I had a chance to visit with him, and we'll get him back on the show. He is going to be a part today, beginning today, the launch of an American First tour from today through the 12th to get out the vote in the days leading up to the June 14th primary. And this is, man, this can be like a who's who. Adam Laxalt's a part of the tour. Matt Schlapp, chairman of the American Conservatives Union. Kash Patel. Rick Grenell, former ambassador to Germany and acting director of the National Intelligence, the DNI. Matt Whitaker, former acting United States Attorney General, and so many more. And that's all beginning today. And they're in fact, Kash said they're heading today up to northern Nevada. And they will end up finishing the tour, I believe, here in town. In southern Nevada. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
At 1:30, as we check on our conditions on area freeways, as I'm looking around here, there is only just a couple of places where we're seeing a little bit of congestion on area freeways. The Beltway 215 westbound at Valley Verde. Also some moderate volumes on Interstate 15 southbound at Sahara. Those lane limitations downtown continue through the construction zone, that bridge reconstruction. That's on Interstate 515, eastbound at the 15 interchange and westbound at Eastern Avenue. That project will continue through the end of the year. Also, look out for that ramp at Las Vegas Boulevard at 15 South. It's closed till Saturday.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust. Baseball, the Dodgers beat the White Sox Wednesday 4-1 to even the series in Chicago. The win also snapped a three-game skid for L.A. Game 3 going on this afternoon. Elsewhere today, the Giants and Rockies and the Angels and Red Sox tonight. 2020 U.S. Open champion Bryson DeChambeau and 2018 Masters champion Patrick Reed are the latest to make the jump to the LIV Golf International Series. The inaugural event tees off today in London. DeChambeau and Reed are expected to compete in the first U.S.-based event June 30th. The Celtics take a 2-1 lead over the Warriors in the NBA Finals, winning Game 3 in Boston Wednesday 116-100. Steph Curry was hurt in the fourth quarter. He said he was in some pain after the game, but that he would be all right. Game 4 in Boston Friday night. Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
I'm Tony Grady, candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. We are now at the critical point in this election where we choose Nevada's future course. Let us put forward our best team to defeat the statist Democrats in November. During this campaign, I've traveled throughout all 17 counties, met and spoken with thousands of our fellow Nevadans who have shared their concerns about our state. I have heard you, and I'm ready to go to work addressing those concerns. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. I served our country in uniform as a pilot and test pilot, commanding the B-2 Stealth Bomber Test Squadron. I flew internationally for FedEx for 20 years. I have served as the Reno Air Race Director of Flight Operations and Race Director. Let my proven principled leadership from the military, private sector, and local community work for you. It would be my honor to lead you as your next Lieutenant Governor. Your voice matters, Nevada. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn more about my policies and vote for me. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, Sam Peters will join us in just a few minutes, just after 2 o'clock. Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. We're trying to assess where we are. For instance, John Cornyn, the senior senator from Texas, was on the floor of the United States Senate late last night and was talking about his reaction to the events in Uvalde, Texas, and Buffalo, and elsewhere around the country relative to gun control. But he is very, very specific about what he will and won't be talking about in these negotiations with Democrats. This was John Cornyn yesterday. This is cut 4. John Cornyn, the senior senator from Texas.
Madam President, when the Senate considers complex and profound issues of public policy, I'm particularly reminded of the wisdom of our late friend, the Senator Mike Enzi, the senator from Wyoming. That's because not long after I came to the Senate, I noticed how productive that Senator Enzi, one of the most conservative members of the Senate, was working on the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee with Teddy Kennedy, the liberal lion of the Senate. You had one of the most conservative members of the Senate working with one of the most liberal members of the Senate, but amazing to me, they seemed to get a lot done. So I asked Senator Enzi, I said, how is it that you, a staunch conservative, could work so productively with somebody with such different views? Senator Enzi told me, it's easy. I call it the 80-20 rule. Well, the fact of life is we're not going to agree with everybody 100% of the time, and, you know, I sometimes say I don't agree with my wife 100% of the time. But she's always right. But seriously, if we're going to get things done here in the United States Senate for the benefit of the American people, we have to understand nobody is going to get everything they want. And I think for purposes of simplicity and illustration that Senator Enzi's comments about the 80-20 rule are very helpful. I've tried to employ that strategy many times since those days. And I hope we can apply that wisdom and strategy again, dealing with this recent string of shootings, including Uvalde, Texas. Now, this debate evokes strong emotions and strong opinions from people across the political spectrum. And it's an understatement to say that there are serious differences of opinion. I start with the premise that I took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States. And I have no intention of violating that oath. That's where I start. Part of the Constitution are the amendments, including the first 10, the Bill of Rights, including the Second Amendment, which provides a constitutional right to keep and bear arms for law-abiding Americans. I have no intention of violating my oath, and I have no intention of undermining the rights of law-abiding gun owners in America, because it is a constitutional right. But it's no secret that when it comes to the culture in America, there are very different views, ranging from, let's say, Connecticut, where Senator Murphy comes from, to places like Texas, where guns are commonplace, but people know how to use them and they use them responsibly. And they are not a threat to public safety.
This is something that we're going to be talking a lot about over the course of the next few weeks, long after the election on Tuesday, and that is, how do we combat folks on the left and talk them off the ledge, so to speak. We'll talk more about that and a whole lot more coming up. You want to join us, you can. Here's how you do it. We make it easy for you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I would love to hear what you have to say as they continue to debate in the House of Representatives. In fact, they passed a red flag piece of legislation just today in the House of Representatives. It probably is going nowhere in the United States Senate. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Career politician Adam Laxalt likes to talk about how he's fighting election fraud. He says non-citizen voting's been a problem since 2008. Okay, but you know who was attorney general for four of those years? Adam Laxalt. For 4 years, he passed up the chance to fight for reform. He was even told that the DMV was registering illegal voters, but he looked the other way and did nothing. Then in 2020, Donald Trump asked Adam Laxalt to file challenges to non-citizen voting, but Adam Laxalt failed again. He admits he filed the lawsuits too late, weeks after the official deadline to challenge illegal votes. As the former attorney general, shouldn't Adam Laxalt have known better? But instead of taking responsibility, he blames the Trump campaign. But who was the chair of the Trump campaign? Adam Laxalt, typical career politician. No accountability, no results. It's time for fighters. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada, the battle-born fighter we need.
Don't pay MSRP or crazy markups at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, your Ram truck low price headquarters. How about this? $8,000 off MSRP on 2022 Ram Bighorn trucks. That's right, $8,000 off big Ram Horn trucks. We have 36 available at these fantastic savings. That's right, there's only one Ram truck low price headquarters. Sahara Ram on the corner of Sahara and Decatur. That's right on the corner and right on the price. Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram is your Ram truck low price headquarters. Over 300 used cars in stock and the biggest selection of new car inventory.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
I'm Fred Simon, a constitutional conservative and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician. Someone reliable has to step up and fix things before it's too late, so now I'm running for Nevada governor. Take taxes, for example. The real measure of conservative DNA can be seen in how a politician acts on taxes. I've signed the taxpayer pledge, which means I will never raise taxes on Nevada citizens. Further, I pledge to do everything in my power as governor to repeal the gross receipts tax that is stifling business growth and repeal Sisolak mining tax. My opponent, slick-talking Reno DUI lawyer, you know who, supported the largest tax increase in Nevada history. Get this, then-Governor Sandoval was his fraternity brother. Isn't that sweet? I am Fred Simon, and I will keep my pledge on taxes. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. All is well. Even on the PGA Tour, where Phil Mickelson and others, participating in that Saudi Arabia golf tournament. What is going on, and are there really going to be suspensions of PGA professional golfers? Let's check in with a guy that knows a lot about what's going on at the sports desk, and that's gentleman Jim Dallas. What do you know? What do you say?
Well, Jay Monahan, he is the commissioner of the PGA, and he warned these professional golfers over a week ago, said, do not sign on to this LIV new tour, which is being started up. It's backed by Saudi Arabian money, They are playing a tournament this weekend in London, England, in that area. And there are 17 players which have signed up for that. And the PGA, they said they followed through with their threat, and they suspended those 17 PGA players, which include Phil Mickelson, who was offered a nine-digit figure of $100 million to play in that tour, Kevin. Dustin Johnson is another one. He's number 13 in the world. So he's pretty much saying goodbye to the PGA as well. Kevin Na, who is a local Las Vegan, he also is signed up for the LIV. And it's run by Greg Norman. Do you remember Greg Norman? The shark.
As
they called him. And he even has a line of golf shirts with the shark on there. I'm the happy owner of a couple of them. But that's what's going on there. And the thing about this whole issue, this competition, follow the money. It's just like everything else. They are offering the winner of this LIV inaugural tournament in London this week $4 million. Now, to put that in perspective, Kevin, $1.5 million is what the PGA Tour winner this week at the Canadian Open is going to make. So more than twice as much money on the LIV Tour as opposed to the PGA Tour. And the PGA they're kind of frustrated right now because, hey, money talks.
And by the way, what is the PGA's beef about this, other than they're going and they're playing on another circuit? The fact is this a Saudi Arabia tour? I mean, is it competition for the PGA?
I think it is competition to the PGA, and it's a talent pool issue. You know, golf is much tougher than it looks, and everybody who plays that can vouch for that. So these guys make it look really easy, but the pool of talent available out there that people want to watch on TV is not as big as you might think it would be. So they're trying to protect the Pro Golfer Association Tour to keep these people from jumping ship. But I would think that if they opened it up, that people on the LIV Tour, they would be eligible for the PGA Tour. You could go back and forth. So, but that's the way it is right now. Greg Norman has started this with Saudi Arabian money, and Jay Moynihan is reeling right now, trying to keep the PGA players here. Tiger Woods was offered high nine figures.
Whoa.
So what does that mean? We don't know. I can only guess. Maybe he was offered as much as $500 million for all we know. But he turned it down because he's arguably one of the greatest golfers of all time. And I would imagine he wants to protect his image and all the work that he's done over the past 20, 25 years for the PGA, because he will go down, if not the greatest golfer on the PGA Tour, certainly is in the top two or three.
It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. More on this story coming up at a later date. I want to go very quickly to Lindsey Graham. He was on with Jesse Waters last night, and it was really good. This in regards to the threat against Justice Brett Kavanaugh. This is cut number one. This is Lindsey Graham last night on Fox News Channel.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is a member of the Judiciary Committee and was instrumental in the confirmation of Justice Kavanaugh. What goes through your mind when you see something like this, Senator?
The worst is yet to come. Because the people you named have done nothing to fix the problem. The vice president of the United States, a couple of years ago, before she was vice president, raised money to get rioters out of jail who hit cops over the head. They had a bail fund for people beating up cops all over the country, right? So you got the President of the United States, who has been absolutely AWOL on this. You got the majority leader of the Senate going to the steps of the Supreme Court, threatening two justices by name. You got Nancy Pelosi, who said, the Speaker of the House, I'm perfectly okay with people going to a justice's home to try to intimidate the court to change the ruling on Roe v. Wade. So this is a logical extension to their behavior. And here's what I worry about. I wrote a letter in May to Merrick Garland to do what you suggested, arrest the protesters. We have a law on the books. You cannot go to a judge's home or a juror's house and intimidate them while they're doing their job. That makes common sense, doesn't it? The reason they haven't been arrested is because they're trying to get an outcome that they agree with. Violence is not the test here. It's what you're violent about. So Merrick Garland, I think, is derelict in his duties. He should arrest these people tonight.
What can you do as chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee? What can you do as a sitting U.S. senator? What can you do as a citizen to just try to dial this back and hold people accountable from what's been unleashed here? Because something really sadistic has been unleashed.
Well, number one, accountability will come in November. What can I do? I wrote a letter to the Attorney General asking him to enforce the law, and I got a nonsensical response. So I'll do more. But we can start blocking people. You know, we're 50-50 Senate. I'm not chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Senator Durbin is. All I can say is that the Republican minority in the Senate needs to push back and make sure those in charge of the law protecting our judges are actually enforcing the law, and they're not. Somebody's going to get killed here if we don't change this.
I love that. People will die if you don't change this. Now he's right. I mean, the threat to Justice Brett Kavanaugh is unconscionable. But there are people out there who would be willing to give their life, probably, in order to assassinate a sitting Supreme Court justice. And all this involves some leaker that leaked out the Roe v. Wade verdict. And we should know, probably within a week or so, the outcome of that. But there is a leaker who is responsible for the threat to the life of Brett Kavanaugh. And that's sick. That's absolutely sick. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. And we're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the Club and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Walsh Show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Region Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states, but we need your help to do it.
We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com
to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this ad.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter, a congressman.